It's noisy in there and hot, 90 degrees, no matter rain or shine, freeze or thaw. I lift the lid and they rise to greet me, each one a tiny fuzzy genius. Though disturbed by my intrusion, they are, happily, mellow and unmilitant. 11 pounds of them swirl around the hive or cling to combs inside, tending business more pressing than my arrival. That's roughly 40,000 honeybees, and they make quite a buzz. They are dancers, architects, and alchemists, making gold, it seems to us mere primates, as if from the very air. I know there's more to it, but I love the idea of my bees spinning sunlight and flowers into viscous treasure. Brushing them away gingerly, I lift the combs, one and then another, checking for eggs and brood and honey, before replacing each one carefully and gently. The bees are patient with me and my intrusion, and for that I'm grateful. Gratitude, however, doesn't begin to cover what we owe bees collectively. They pollinate 70 of the top 100 food crops humans cultivate, supplying 90% of our nutrition worldwide. They've been part of agriculture for some 4,500 years, and we've all benefited from their work. We need them, yet consider them, if we think of them at all, as a resource to exploit, or maybe as a nuisance. They're stressed and dying, mostly due to pesticides and habitat destruction. If you like to eat, and who doesn't, really, you've got a part to play. Plant flowers to nourish them. Natives are best, but clover, alfalfa, and many others are good too, even weeds like dandelions. Don't use insecticides or buy plants treated with them. Buy organic when you can. And buy honey or other bee products from a local beekeeper. You and the bees will be the better for it. With a Perspective, I'm Peggy Hansen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.